Happy Friday! It's what you've all been waiting for. Anxiously twiddling your thumbs, pacing about in anticipation of yet another masterpiece of radio broadcasting, the highly scripted and rigorously rehearsed Friday show, featuring me, Stephanie Ray, and the boss, my mentor, my idol, Stan Como. Hi, Stan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just wasn't sure I had the right radio station here. My headphones.
Oh, welcome to another glorious Friday, the fourth Friday of the fall season, the 42nd Friday of the year, 10 Fridays left to go. Today is the 292nd day of the year. Just 73 days left until 2018 is over.
I see you've been working on your math.
You know how I am about numbers, so I just thought I'd start the day with a few stats. So there you have it. Welcome to our 38 listeners. We have a few more now,
wow.
Stan. I know.
Wow.
I know. I took a Facebook poll the other day, and 8 people said that they listened. And so I just added the number 30 to that because I know that the average age of our listener is probably not the average age of the regular Facebook user.
Okay.
So do you think 38 was a fair assessment?
It's probably a good guess. I would have just rounded up to 10 and been done with it, but I'm not ever going to argue with your logic.
Stan. Anyway, this adorable little show is brought to you by our good friends at Cocopelli Grill in downtown Port Angeles. Hopefully we'll be able to chat with Chef Michael in just a little bit, find out what's cooking this weekend. Speaking of the weekend, I'm trying to get in a sneet either tonight or tomorrow night. I've been texting about it all morning.
Get in a what?
A sneet. Remember sneeting?
You'll have to refresh my memory.
Sneeting, sneaky eating, where you try to get someone to take you out just to get them to pay for the meal.
Okay.
So I've been texting my boyfriend and he's not responding, and I want to sneet. I want to sneakily. No, he better not be. I want him to take me out to a nice meal. So maybe if I'm lucky, it will be at Cocopelli Grill. That is my hope anyway.
Why don't you take him out for a nice meal? This being the age of gender equality
and all that
happy crap. Why don't you take him out and treat him?
I take him out sometimes. He just got back from vacation. It's my turn. Right?
Guy's probably out there working hard, hungry as a bear right now, just dying for a nice meal. So
I'm sure he's fine.
I've got some numbers for you, too.
Okay.
Brought it up.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Since we're enjoying the sensational fall color, I mean, you got to admit, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The trees and all that sort of thing. We haven't had to put up with the rainy, cold weather that autumn can occasionally bring.
It's rare to see it like this.
And another delightful weekend on the way. From what they're saying, we should be right around 60 degrees with nothing but sunshine pretty much all the way through the weekend.
That's what I hear.
And so all we have to do is endure another 49, there's the number, another 49 minutes of the KONP Friday show. And we'll pretty much have advanced our tokens to go. So later on the program, it's Bread and Gravy.
Yeah.
Also known as Stephanie and Angela. And they are going to bring us, we're going to hear their music here in just a couple of seconds. And later on, they're going to be telling us about what they're up to this weekend.
Yeah, well, it's actually not this weekend. It's on the 27th.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, I know you don't have the details.
I assumed it was going to be this
weekend. Yes, yes, yes. Because you have to buy tickets, and so we wanted people to be prepared, and we didn't want to just throw it at them the day before. So when we have them on a little bit later in the program, they're going to give us all the details about the fall benefit gala for
a week from tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, a week from tomorrow to benefit the Port Angeles Farmers Market. So we'll hear more about that.
Okay. Well, if you've not heard Bread and Gravy,
they're amazing.
Pretty awesome.
They're amazing.
If you've not heard these two ladies sing, you're gonna hear it. And they came in yesterday to record a little spiel.
Yeah, they told me about that. They said they had fun with you.
Well, it had nothing to do with me.
I was like, what?
Nothing
they
to do with me.
They had fun with Stan?
They left the guitar off to the side and sang a cappella. And they also kind of sang apacomo because I had volunteered to offer some background vocals. And
Stan.
They kind of turned that idea down as well. But
chocker.
Anyway, boy, did they ever sound good. the whole staff was trying to
listen into our soundproofed room,
lean up against the production room door there, so they could hear them sing. Anyway, Bread and Gravy, they'll be on the show with us a little bit later on, chatting about the big event a week from tomorrow. But here's what they sound like when they sing.
They're so golden.
Hang on, technical trouble.
This old building keeps on leaning, and my soul has got to move. Oh, my soul, ooh, 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 my soul has got to move. I got another building, a building not made by men's hands. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves. Above this lamentation, I hear the real, though far off, him that hails a new creation. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, we both give a little, ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle. Spent the whole night through, feels so good to be with you and me. Going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs, we'll be counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, ain't nobody looking back again.
That's Bread and Gravy. They're going to join us on the show a little bit later on, talk about the big event coming up a week from tomorrow. They came into the studio yesterday and sang that little medley. Didn't that sound good?
Wow. Gives me chills.
They're awesome.
They have absolutely beautiful voices. Yeah. My goodness. Well, thank you to them for coming in and doing that. We'll talk with them a little later. And if you just sat there and listened like I did with little, you know, goosebumps and thought that they were beautiful, you can get tickets to the gala coming up. So tune in.
They'll
stay
have all
tuned
the information.
In.
I want to ask them how long they've been singing together.
Not too terribly long. A few years. It's not been that long.
Sounds like they've been practicing.
Yeah. You think, Stan?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to hear about what's going on
coming
this weekend.
Coming attractions on the KONP Friday show.
Okay, this weekend. So the big thing going on this weekend in town, there's the big story, the Forest Story, it's a mouthful for me, the Forest Storytelling Festival starts today and runs through Sunday at Peninsula College. I actually have a friend that will be doing some stuff with that, our friend Janae. From
really?
The weather. Yes, she's a storyteller. Remember I told you she likes to go and do those story slams?
And last year.
Yeah, so she's been traveling. She's been doing the circuit. She's won a couple of these events.
She tells the same story over
no,
and over
no, no,
again?
No, 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 always a different one.
Stuff?
Yeah, she makes up different ones. And
cool.
And they give them a topic, and they have to just run with this, you know, kind of timed story. But anyway, this weekend is here at Peninsula College. Full festival packages are available for discounted prices, while single concert and workshop tickets range from free to $50. Youngsters 10 to 18 and Peninsula College students with current activity cards are admitted for half price. They'll have silent auctions, raffles, food sales, all that will go on all weekend, as well as the storytelling. If you want details on exactly what happens when, who's telling what story where, you can find that out on www.clallamstorypeople.org or visit the registration table outside the college's Little Theater inside the J building. All the events are at the Little Theater unless otherwise noted. And what else do we have going on this weekend? All kinds of stuff. Oh, this is kind of something I thought about doing. Maybe this could be part of my sneeting date.
There she goes again.
Here I go again. This is a comedy thing also going on at the Peninsula College Little Theater tonight. It's a comedian. Comedian Kayvon is taking the stage at the Peninsula College Little Theater at 7 o'clock tonight. The show is being hosted by the Associated Student Council. It's free to Peninsula College students on by donation for community members. So this Kayvon guy, he's looks like a host of MTV's Disaster Date. He's also appeared on NBC's Last Comic Standing, ABC's Good Morning America, as well as Netflix, Showtime, CNN, and Fox. So he's kind of a big deal, comedian-wise.
Pressure's on him now to be funny.
I know. That's why I thought it'd be cool to go. That's one of my favorite things to do, is go to these comedy shows. I don't know. I've been to maybe a dozen or so in my lifetime, and it always ends up being the best night. I've seen one or two not funny comedians, but all the rest of them I lucked out on.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're interested in doing that, you can go up there. And again, it's, you know, for community members, non-Peninsula College students, it's by donation. So 7 o'clock at the Little Theater tonight. Here's my other event, the thing that I actually am going to do tomorrow morning. Healthy Families of Clallam County is hosting the 5K, 10K fun run or walk. If you're me, someone like me and who's broken, you have to walk it. It's in recognition of domestic violence action this month.
You could try to run.
I could if I wanted to re-break my femur.
Yeah,
I've been advised not to do that.
I suggest not.
So Healthy Families, which I serve on the board of, we're inviting everyone to join them in a kid-friendly walk run down at the pier. The event is out and back on the Discovery Trail, depending on 5K or 10K. Family-friendly strollers, leashed dogs, all that stuff is welcome. Registration starts at 9 a.m., so show up down at the pier at 9 a.m. The run starts right at 10. There'll be swag. All the kids will get a finisher medal. Pricing is $25 for adults, $10 for kids. There's group pricing available as well, and all the proceeds stay local to support victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault.
Awesome.
More event details are available on the Healthy Families Facebook page. Big thank you to sponsors Brooke Nelson and Port Angeles Realty, Port Angeles Police Employee Association, Clallam County Sheriff's Union, CrossFit Thunder Ridge, SportsFit, Molly B Salon, and Penprint.
It's going to be a beautiful day for a fun
walk. It's supposed to be 61 tomorrow.
Run.
I'm excited.
So might as well show up. You can't possibly finish last because Stephanie's going to be there.
I'm just going to be cheering for people. That's what I've decided.
So you're not going to walk the distance.
I've decided I'm just going to hang out at the registration area and cheer.
Sneet.
And no, I'm not going to sneet. That's not till nighttime. oh, this is something up your alley, Stan. You might want to just attend this. It's a chili cook-off. I saw food and thought of you instantly.
Yes.
The
I could do some sneeting of my own.
Mount Mount Olympus Ditch Detachment, a Marine Corps League, is hosting a chili cook-off from 4 to 6 tomorrow. Proceeds from the cook-off, which is going to be at the county's Veterans Center at 261 South Francis Street, will support the Marine Corps League, the 2018 Clallam County Toys for Tots campaign. The event is open to all veterans and their families. Donations are accepted at the door. Cooks interested in entering the competition should contact Jeff at 360-460-1399. And then the attendees will vote for the best chili. And the winning cook will receive a $100 gift certificate from our favorite store. Swain's.
Wow.
Right? Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
I mean, and I know a lot of people that are big chili people.
I will say this. There are some people out there that make chili, and I think they think it's impressive if they can make it so hot you can't get within 5 feet of the bowl. And
nope.
I'm not one of those. I don't mind a little kick, but
no.
I got to be able to eat the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because it's hot and makes your hair fall out doesn't make it
I'm all about the meat in the chili. I have to do the it has to have a good amount of meat in
yep,
it. So I'm
I
all
agree.
About that.
Carne, as we say,
yes,
south of the border.
Yes, that. Something else going on this weekend for a great cause. If you are a biker or you ride bikes, the Salvation Army Biker Toy Run is happening tomorrow. Everyone is gathering at Seven Cedars Casino. Registration is at 10:15 a.m. till 11:15 a.m. It's a ride at your own risk event. All clubs, riders, and groups are welcome. $10 per bike, and of course, this is benefiting the Salvation Army and all the great stuff that they do. So the end of the event is at 2, but if you want to go do that, and of course for a great cause, Seven Cedars, 10:15 a.m. tomorrow. And I did see this also. This looks cool. In Squim, the Squim Museum and Arts is featuring Ross Hamilton. It's first guest of a winter heritage presentations, history classes at the Old Dungeness Schoolhouse, 2:00 on Sunday. Admission is by donation. All funds going to the care of the old school building. This school building needs work. And my beautiful aunt, Judy Stipe, she's the executive director of Squim Museum and Arts, and she announced that these informal sessions featuring speakers sharing history of the area will be held each month through February. And this world-renowned photographer, this person is trained by world-renowned photographer Ansel Adams, so he went on to his own acclaim, which is really cool. So if you would like to check that out at 2:00 on Sunday, Ross Hamilton is going to be the first one of the series of speakers.
Sure.
And again, there's limited space, so you're encouraged to arrive early.
Ansel Adams, I've heard of him.
Yes.
Big time.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
You know who else is turning into quite a... photographer is you.
Oh,
yeah, you
through my window of my car.
A couple of pictures that were pretty scenic sunsets, and
I'm obsessed with naturescape stuff. I really love sunsets, clouds, trees, water stuff. That's my thing.
Oh, very cool.
Thanks.
You got an eye for it.
Thanks.
I got to give you that. All right. Anything else for the good of the order here?
Well, I think we're good. We've got some stuff to look forward to.
Okay. Good looking afternoon. 53 right now in Port Angeles with nothing but sunshine. Like I say, supposed to be like that all the way through the weekend. Maybe even a little warmer. Maybe like 60 degrees. And we're at 126. More coming up on the KONP Friday Show with Stan and Steph.
Susan Hutchison is a military daughter, wife, and mother.
I grew up in a military family. My dad was Air Force, and he was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. Our lives were duty, honor, country. I married a guy who shared those values. Andy was a Marine Corps officer. We had two boys. And when Andy was called up for the Iraq War, my older son was 13 years old. That's how old I was when my dad left for Vietnam, so I knew exactly how he felt. Our younger son just became a U.S. Marine Corps officer, and we're proud of him. I know just how much we expect from our military and their families. As your U.S. Senator, the most important vote I will ever take will be to put Americans in harm's way. I will vote to give the men and women of our armed forces the best training, the best equipment, and the best care. I will stand up for military families. I will honor our commitment to our veterans. I'm Susan Hutchison, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Susan Hutchison.
Are you looking to work for a company with a great history and reputation in our community? Do you enjoy being out of the office and get motivated being on the go? If this sounds like you, then you might be just the candidate for the merchandiser job opening at Peninsula Bottling in Port Angeles. No experience is necessary for this full-time position with company benefits. You must have a valid driver's license and provide a driving abstract. What are you waiting for? Get down and pick up your application from 311 South Valley Street today and become a part of the team. Peninsula Bottling, your local Pepsi distributor.
Autumn Stites, rehab manager at Squim Health and Rehabilitation.
I think that we provide the best therapy on the peninsula and that my staff work really hard to figure out the needs of the patient. And I think that that gives them and us a sense of pride in what we do and why we do it.
Squim Health and Rehabilitation, whether for residents or outpatient therapy, they do their best to help you regain your independence quickly.
Most people that are here, they don't want to be here. They want to go home. And we know that. And so trying to figure out what's the most important thing to them to get them to be motivated to be able to go back home. And I think my staff do a really good job figuring out what is important to our patients to be able to get them to participate and be able to go home. I love seeing patients being able to go home and people being able to do the things that they love. Those are the things that we work really hard on to be able to help them facilitate being independent again.
Squim Health and Rehabilitation, a cornerstone facility. Call 360-582-2400 or go to cssnf.com.
If you want to see an animal that's right up close to you, Olympic Game Farm is the place. You'll find this ain't no zoo. See the bears that are actors and buffalo as big as tractors at the Olympic Game Farm in Squim.
If you can't get an appointment or don't have a doctor, remember ClinicCare. We can handle your primary health care needs, and you never need an appointment. ClinicCare in 621 East Front Street, 452-5000. We make health care easier and more affordable.
It's KONP Friday Show. Reputed dull guy, Stan Como here with the scintillating Stephanie Ray. I call her the straw that stirs the drink. And by the way, that's a biodegradable straw. So if you're worried about Ma Earth, you don't have to be concerned. She's a biodegradable straw that stirs the drink anyway.
Well, thanks, Stan. I appreciate that.
Have a chat with Bread and Gravy coming up in a few minutes. And hopefully a quick chat with the team at Cocopelli Grill right downtown. Of course, tonight's the big jackpot lottery drawing.
I haven't bought my ticket.
Worth about $1 billion.
Did I need to buy it already?
You have no chance of winning.
Okay.
So save your dollar or two. But people will be, this always gets me, is as the jackpot grows, then you got these schlubs that go down to the convenience store or the liquor store or whatever, and they'll stand in line for a half hour. Long line runs down the street, people to buy a ticket or five or ten or whatever. Thinking that the next day they're going to wake up
and be millionaires.
Be rich beyond their wildest dreams. $1 billion. Right around $1 billion this drawing is worth. So,
no, not going to happen.
No.
But then, you know, they tell the stories. They get the people on that have won, you know, a freak. They just bought a random ticket. They never buy tickets. They're not. Then they play those stories while they're hyping the big, you know, and that makes everybody go out and go, I could be the one.
And a lot of people get irritated by the fact that it's often one ticket. One dude buys one ticket.
One ticket.
And it happens to hit all the numbers.
Yep.
So we'll see how it plays out. But I wonder if they actually do some of the things like the commercial where they show up at your front door with a big balloon and a stuffed turtle. And you get $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. That one. Can't think of the name of it.
The clearinghouse.
The clearinghouse one. Okay.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that actually happens or if they just make the commercials.
Yeah, I think they just make the commercials because those people never look excited enough. It's always like it's way after the fact, in my opinion.
My concern is I've got a no soliciting sign out my front door.
They're just going to be like, well,
so if they came to the house,
we'll just mail in the check.
Yeah, with $5,000 a week for life, would they just turn around and go pick somebody else?
Or just do direct deposit. They would find out, just email you, hey, you've won. What's your account info?
That's a good question.
No pizzazz.
I'd hate to lose out just because I don't want everybody knocking on my
door. You need to actually just add a little addendum to the bottom of your no solicitors sign that says, except for Publishers Clearinghouse or the lottery.
I'm going to pull out my wood burning kit and a chunk of wood, and I'm going to burn that. If you've got money for me,
I'm home.
Be persistent. Eventually, I'll answer.
If you want my money, go away.
If you've got money for me, there's a key under the welcome mat. Go ahead and let yourself in. We'll be right back on the KONP Friday Show.
Jim McIntyre will be a state representative we can trust.
The legislature needs to eat its own cooking. It needs to follow the same rules for transparency in public records as the law requires locally elected officials to comply with. With me, you won't get any need for secrecy because I've got nothing to hide. You'll know what I know, consistent with constituent privacy and business confidentiality and all the other protections that are necessary.
Paid for by the committee to elect Jim McIntyre, Republican.
Initiative 1634 is really very simple. Voting yes on 1634 will prohibit local grocery taxes.
Here's what the official voter guide and the Office of the Attorney General say about 1634.
Quote, if adopted, Initiative 1634 would prevent local governments from imposing or collecting any new tax, fee, or other assessment on certain grocery items. End quote.
They continue, quote, this would include meat, produce, grains, dairy products, non-alcoholic beverages, spices, and condiments. End quote.
That's why we need to vote yes on 1634 to prohibit local grocery taxes.
Paid for by Yes to Affordable Groceries, supported by the Joint Council of Teamsters, number 28, Washington Farm Bureau, Washington Food Industry Association, and Korean American Grocers Association of Washington, and sponsored by the American Beverage Association. Top five contributors, Washington Food Industry Association, the Coca-Cola Company, PepsiCo Inc., Keurig, Dr. Pepper, and Red Bull North America.
How would you like greater control over your electric account? Hi, this is Clallam PUD, and our SmartPay prepaid account lets you manage your account and track your daily usage from the convenience of your computer or smartphone. Did you know the typical prepaid customer uses 10 to 12% less energy than they did before? It works just like a prepaid cell phone plan. No deposits, no late fees, no billing statements. Visit ClallamPUD.net for more information and find out if SmartPay might be right for you.
One of the factors that really adds to our quality of life here in Clallam County is safety. We can feel safe in our homes, sending our kids to school, and walking downtown. That's why I and my friends are voting to re-elect Mark Nichols. As county prosecutor, Mark has worked shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement to keep us safe and to be there for the victims of crime. Cast your vote to re-elect Mark Nichols, Clallam County prosecutor. Public safety, public justice, public service.
Paid for by Nichols for Prosecutor, Republican.
Mexico's foreign minister says his country will use both the rule of law and compassion as it deals with a caravan of migrants from Central America now packed onto a bridge trying to get into his country. Luis Videgaray speaking through a translator.
Something that we agree fully with the government of President Trump and Secretary Pompeo is the need to serve the root causes of the Central American migration, particularly to create development opportunities.
Right now, police are holding most of the migrants back. President Trump has threatened to use the U.S. military to keep migrants from crossing Mexico's northern border. Right now, he's in Phoenix getting ready for another political rally tonight. He also says he's standing by the comments he made at a rally last night when he made light of Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte's guilty plea for assaulting a reporter. He says he has no regrets. The White House Correspondents Association condemned the president's comments, saying he was celebrating a crime. The Dow gained 64 points today. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant this afternoon, the high 59. It'll be clear tonight and a low 39. Sunny, nice day tomorrow, high 60. And then tomorrow night, clear, low 40. Sunshine for Sunday with a high 59. And then Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 41. Sun and some clouds for Monday, high 59. Cloudy with some rain on Tuesday and a high at 55. For AccuWeather, I'm Steve Williams.
And we're back again on the Friday show. Beautiful Friday.
I'm going to talk about one of your favorite topics, I think.
Food.
One of mine, too. It's Michael McQuay from Cocopelli Grill, downtown Port Angeles, sponsor of this little radio program. Hi, Michael.
How y'all doing?
Doing good. Really, really good.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, busy as all heck.
Yeah, you guys have had it's been really a whole year, but the last few weekends especially, of course, you had Crab Fest. We haven't talked to you since then.
Oh, holy smokes, was that ever a big deal this year, yeah.
Do you keep track of how much gumbo and all that sort of thing you sell?
Yeah, Yeah, of course I do. I think we went through about 30 gallons of gumbo, 1,300 pounds of French fries, 300 pounds of halibut, 250 pounds of cod, 125 pounds of shrimp. Gee, how about that?
Gee whiz. Wow. That sounds like a lot. And now you could, some would, but you could just kind of sit and rest on your laurels, but you guys don't do that.
No, we don't do that. We're always rocking and rolling and got more stuff coming up. And, you know, we're planning all the holiday parties right now and getting ready for a big wine dinner on November 4th and having fun.
Yeah, that's something you and I were just chatting about off mic. It must be Italian.
So we've done Mediterranean wine dinners, but we've never done like just an Italian wine dinner, and so we're focusing on that with one of the great old 200-year-old wineries in Italy called Ruffino. We're featuring their wines, which pretty much have the breadth of whites and reds from all over Italy, which fits my menu, which is, I mean, it's six courses, six wines.
Wow.
I mean, just duck confit with gnocchi and wild mushrooms, dried fruit, lobster ravioli, capon magro, salt cod croquettes, lamb chops, zabaglione.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Have you ever been to Italy?
No, never been.
I bet these great chefs of Italy are glad you've never been there. They probably don't want you to come. How do you put a cocapelli spin on Italian dishes like that?
This is really going to be classic Italian food.
Excellent.
We're not putting any Southwest cocapelli stuff, just me and my staff's cool rendition of Italian food, which I'm a huge fan of and practice a lot of it anyway. I mean, all the pasta we're making for this will be handmade and... course everything else as well, but
now you still have some availability. People are going to want to call like now, like get in line quick and snap up the space that remains, right?
Yeah, we just started selling tickets on Sunday and we're about two-thirds sold out, so I'm guessing hopefully by mid next week we'll be all sold out, but
yikes.
We still have availability at this time.
Okay, 457-6040, 457-6040 for reservations at Cocapelli. What's on the what are you stirring up for tonight?
Well, I brought back Louisiana shrimp and grits, which I do every fall and winter. So those of you out there that miss that in the summer because it's just too hard to fit it in with our regular menu, but it's back. I've got gumbo. I'm still doing gumbo because we did it a couple weeks ago at the Crab Fest, and it was so popular when we did it at the restaurant that weekend that we're still rolling with seafood gumbo, which has got halibut and scallops and shrimp and finished with Dungeness crab. We're doing a macadamia nut-crusted fresh halibut right now.
Yum.
We're doing quail and grits. Oh, my gosh. It's just, we're rocking it.
Yeah, you sound pretty excited. You're living the dream over there.
I am. It's kind of cool because we get to actually, you know, it's not that we don't have fun in the summer, but we get to be a little bit more creative and I wouldn't say relaxed, but we get to just kind of do a few more things in the fall and the winter that we just can't do in the summer because we're too busy.
Okay, well, we're on our way. You go stir the soup.
All right,
thanks.
I'm on it.
Thanks, Michael. Cocapelli Grill right downtown Port Angeles, front in Lincoln, side by side with Seaster Restaurant, Coyote Barbecue Pub. Holy smokes, that's darn good barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You can call for reservations, Cocapelli, 457-6040. Coyote number to call for call ahead for carryout, 477-4947, both downtown, front and Lincoln in Port Angeles. Boy, that sounds good. Italian.
I think I'm going to try to get the macadamia nut-crusted halibut for my sneet tonight.
For your sneeting tonight. Okay, well, it all is good. I think the gumbo sounds good, but as soon as he mentioned Italian, I was flipping through the files in my noggin, trying to think if I'd ever heard of them doing Italian, and apparently not.
Nope, you're right.
It's kind of a new deal.
I'm excited.
Speaking of things to eat, let's talk with Bread and Gravy right after this.
This Saturday only, starting at 8 a.m., shop Coastal's one-day sale. It's one sale you don't want to miss.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
This Saturday only, clothing and footwear at your nearby Coastal are 20% off the regular prices, and everything else in the store is 10% off. Plus, take an extra 25% off the lowest mark price on Red Tag clothing and footwear. And for every $50 you spend, you'll receive $10 in Coastal cash. The one-day sale going on now at every Coastal in the Northwest. Sale excludes Honda, Husqvarna, Steel, Live Animals, Guns, Ammo, Peg, Perigo, gift cards, licenses, gas-powered equipment, and previous purchases. Coastal cash good October 21st through 27th only. See store for details.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Now open in Squim in Bell Creek Plaza.
Here's a KONP local business update, presented by First Federal.
When it comes to helping our local businesses succeed, no one works harder than First Federal. If you're in business, learn the benefits you receive as one of our First Fed partners. Marketing tools, financial resources, and more, all available to our First Fed partners, including Blue Sage Property Management of Squim, offering professional property management services that go more than the extra mile. Like Blue Sage Property Management, your business can benefit as First Fed partner. Call or drop by First Federal today.
Some good news into Port Angeles as McKinley Paper looks to begin operations at the mill by next fall. McKinley plans to begin producing container board by September of 2019 after retooling the former Nippon Mill. Once running on all cylinders, they expect to staff a total of 150 employees. The mill has been more or less idle since last April. Unemployment on the North Olympic Peninsula ticked down a bit in August to 5.6%, down from 6.5% a year earlier. And the William Shore Pool has received a couple of new grants totaling $1.25 million toward the $14 million expansion and renovation project. The downside is that it's been announced that the pool will have to close temporarily during the project, which begins next spring.
KONP Local Business Update, presented by First Federal.
Friday show, Stan and Steph, and we're welcoming our very special guests, Bread and Gravy.
Yay!
We have Stephanie and Angela, and they are joining us today to talk about a very special event coming up. We heard them about half an hour ago.
Boy, they were good.
We were sitting here, and you guys weren't listening, but I told you you could, if you missed it, you can download the podcast a little bit later on. You can go to myclowncounty.com because chills, guys. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks,
I've heard you before, but that was really cool to hear you for that length of time, and it just, you have amazing voices.
They came in yesterday into our cheap, low-budget production room, and they made it sound like it was Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, well, those amazing voices do that. But so why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what you're going to be playing for?
We're going to be playing for the Port Angeles Farmers Market Fall Benefit Gala on October 27th. And that's going to be from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Port Angeles Senior and Community Center. There will be tickets available in advance for $20. You can go to brownpapertickets.com. Port Angeles Farmers Market, one-of-a-kind gallery and port book and news to purchase those tickets. Or you can buy them for $25 at the door. The tickets do include one drink ticket, which is awesome. There's a no-host beer and wine bar. There'll be a silent auction and a 50-50 drawing. And I actually just learned what a 50-50 drawing was because I didn't know. Like, what is that? Let's Google it really quick. And we found out that a 50-50 drawing is where they do, like, raffle tickets, and half of the proceeds go towards the farmer's market, and then half goes towards the person who won the drawing. So, that's pretty much what the event is. Our band, Bread and Gravy, is going to be playing, like I said, from 7 to 10. We're going to feature, like, dance-type music with Americana, blues, classic rock. We might throw in an original or two. And it'll be the five of us, me, Angela Clift, my husband Jess Donjes, Jason Taylor on bass, and Jerry Gilliland on drums. And then Angela can tell us about what the proceeds are for the...
Well, you know, we love this community, and we love all of you guys, and we really want to support the fresh, locally produced food. Mm-hmm. And so we want to come together in this gala. The proceeds will be going towards improvements to enhance the comfort to make the Port Angeles Farmers Market really a more comfortable place during the colder months. You know, to put in some fire pits, some propane fire pits, sure. And some nice. Rain and wind barriers, and you know, they have a lot of overhead costs such as rent and bookkeeping and insurance and management and musicians sure. like us
right.
and,
mm-hmm.
and right. Internet and phone, and these costs aren't completely covered by the fees and dues that the farmers and the vendors pay to be there. So they do really rely on the fundraising and sponsorship to continue and to improve, to make it a really great place for this community.
And mm-hmm. is this event, have they been doing this annually, or is this?
You know, that's a good question. Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, this is, and if it is a first, great, good for them. I hope that it continues and only gets bigger, regardless. But that is the one thing, you know, when I've seen the farmers market, it's awesome that they have it, you know. But when it's cold out, you know, that's one thing you think about. Oh, I don't want to go in there and freeze, you know, and be in the wind and the rain. And so if they're doing it to have those type of improvements, that's incredible. That's awesome.
Well, it definitely is a good location that they have, and it's undercover, but it is right down by the water, and it does get cold. So it'll be really nice for them to gather some funds to fix that problem, because it really is a nice place to hang out and just go and get local stuff. And I know I enjoy going down there and, you know, just walking through and seeing what they have and picking up fresh, warm pastries and, you know, fresh produce and stuff. So I think this will be really, really fun. We're excited.
Yeah, the last time we were down there, one of the vendors gave us a tip in veggies.
Yeah.
Aww. And I mean, it was so cool.
Yeah.
And so thanks. That guy, I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know either. We ate for a week on that.
Nice. Yeah. So you guys have played down there quite a bit.
Yeah, a few times. Two or three, I think.
Yeah, that's nice.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the group. How long you guys been singing together?
I think we've been together now about 4 or 5 years. I don't know exactly. And it started off just my husband and I, Jess. And then Angela and I have been friends for many, many years and singing together many years. And so she kind of joined us. And then it's just history from there. The band is really like, you know, people say, oh, tell us about yourselves and how this happened. And it's like, you know, we're like a family. Mm-hmm. You know, we've just really become really good friends and really, really close. And we just enjoy each other's company, and we enjoy being a unit and just letting it all hang out for everybody. And
letting
really
that
fun.
Freak flag fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I tell you, when you listen to you sing, it sounds like you know, were born to sing together.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Go together. Thanks, like dude. Bread and gravy.
Yes. Is that, and where did the name come from?
Well, it's a stupid story, but really quick.
It's well, not. We have a stupid audience.
Well, when Jess and I were first together and first married, every time we go out to eat, he would order bread with everything. And I would always order a side of gravy. And he said, one day he said, you know what? When we finally start a band, let's call it Bread and Gravy. And I was like, okay, that sounds perfect. And so that's what we coined ourselves. And so when Angela and I play together, sometimes we call it jam and toast.
Yeah. You know, just a little switch bit of pepper.
Yeah. Where can we hear your music other than next Saturday night? Do you guys have a website? Do you have
we have a website and a Facebook page. Our website is breadandgravymusic.com. And there's a music page on there. There's videos. There's also MP3s that can be purchased through CD Baby. And also our Facebook page is, you know, www.facebook.com/breadandgravymusic. And we have, I have this in my head. I know all these things. We also have a YouTube channel and stuff like that, too, that we're kind of slowly
adding to.
Very
cool.
Yeah. Things like that.
Well, give us the nuts and bolts again on next Saturday night so the folks know, again, the details on how to attend.
Yeah. So next Saturday, Port Angeles Farmers Market Fall Benefit Gala featuring our band, Bread and Gravy, which is a five-piece, primarily dance music. This is on October 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Port Angeles Senior and Community Center. Tickets are $20 in advance and can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com, Port Angeles Farmers Market, one-of-a-kind gallery in Port Book and News, and tickets can also be purchased at the door for an additional $5, which is $25 total. It'll include one drink ticket as well.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Hey,
thanks for having
Steph
us.
And Dan. Thanks, you guys.
It was nice.
Now you guys are, you're the bomb. See you next, see you next Saturday. Keep singing.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Stay with us. There is more coming up on the KONP Friday Show with Stan and Steph.
This is Suzanne Hayden, candidate for District Court 1 Judge. With 23 years of legal experience in Clallam County, I have the tools, expertise, and desire to create a more responsible and cost-effective justice system. Responsible justice can transform lives, communities, and save taxpayer money. I am asking for your vote today. With your vote, I will increase efficiency and save taxpayer dollars. Your vote will make the difference.
Paid for by the committee to elect Suzanne Hayden Judge.
The Port Angeles Chamber of Commerce is your community advocate for business growth, economic strength, and community pride. We work hard on projects that support community building and business resilience.
We are proud to produce events that support the community and our goals, including the annual Clallam County Job Fair, Concerts on the Pier, the 4th of July Community Celebration and Parade, the annual Port Angeles Community Awards Program, the Port Angeles Maritime Festival, the Olympic Peninsula Tourism Summit, Ride the Hurricane, the Dungeness Crab and Seafood Festival, the Port Angeles Visitor Center, and many other events and programs.
We also provide monthly meetings for membership, the Ambassador Ribbon Cutting Program, and terrific support services where businesses can thrive and connect as a community.
For over 124 years, the Port Angeles Chamber has connected this community to the businesses that comprise it. If you are a business owner in our region and you want to be a part of the economic community that supports your business, joining the Port Angeles Chamber's network is easy, rewarding, and very cost-effective.
Learn more on our website, portangeles.org. That's portangeles.org.
Drennan and Ford Funeral Home and Crematory, Clallam County's only locally owned funeral home and crematory. For immediate, dependable, and affordable services, trust Drennan and Ford Funeral Home, 457-1210 or drennanford.com.
Tractors aren't just for farming. A Max 26 XL can save a lot of shoveling when the snow piles up in your driveway. Get a Max 24 HST and save your back when the snow flies, or maybe you can plow a few parking lots and fatten up your wallet. Leitz Farms carries a range of Mahindra tractors for everything from haying to plowing and even clearing snow. Stop in at Leitz Farms on Highway 101 and talk to Vito about all the options and accessories for equipment to make your life easier. Financing option and services available too. Call 452-1400 or stop in to Leitz Farms.
All Weather Heating and Cooling is your Carrier authorized dealer. The Infinity Heat Pump by Carrier offers the highest heating efficiency, making your home more comfortable and energy efficient. Contact All Weather Heating and Cooling today or go to Carrier.com.
One of the smartest votes we can cast this election is to re-elect Ted Simpson to continue serving us as Clallam PUD Commissioner. Ted was born and raised here. He understands the needs of the people of Clallam County. Ted has worked to keep rates down and offers a sensible approach to 21st century water and power delivery. Vote to re-elect Ted Simpson, one elected official we can count on.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ted Simpson.
Well, drawing dangerously near to 2 o'clock, ABC World and National News at the top of the hour, and Dave Ramsey is in. Pepper Fisher at 4 with all the stuff you need to know, news, weather, sports, traffic, all that sort of thing, and football early tonight. Rough Rider game coverage starts at 5:30 instead of 6.
Speaking of drawing dangerously near, do you have the cutest pet? Because if you do, you want to enter them into the Radio Pacific's Fall into Fur Photo Contest on myclallamcounty.com. And we're talking all pets, dogs, cats, iguanas, birds, snakes, squirrels, whatever, whatever you got. Submissions for the photo contest are accepted through today, or we're going to open it up. It says it's through the 19th.
Yeah, you probably go through
tomorrow,
through
today,
the
yeah.
weekend.
Okay, but get them in there. Let's just say today so that you hurry up and get them in there. But we're going to open it up to public judging on Monday.
The voting begins.
Yes, so get them in there by the weekend. To enter, log into myclallamcounty.com, click on the contest link on our homepage. Once all the voters are in, we'll open it up, and one lucky winner is going to receive a prize pet pack worth over $50 from Paw Prints.
I get a ballot in the mail?
What?
A ballot in the mail?
No, you have to go online and vote.
Oh, okay.
Stan, I know you don't like online.
I was thinking of that other election.
MyClallamCounty.com. This is not to be confused with our general local election.
Okay. All right.
So go. Enter meow. Meow.
Enter meow.
Meow. So thanks to our sponsors of the Fall Into Fur Photo Contest, Paw Prints, Olympic Veterinary Clinic, McCrory Carpet One, and us, Radio Pacific.
I got my ballot in the mail yesterday for the general election.
I don't have mine yet.
You got to be careful when you fill that thing out. You're supposed to use a blue or black pen.
Did you use a red Sharpie?
I haven't filled it out yet, but it seems like I never find a blue or black pen when I need one.
Stan,
somehow I got all these green pens at my house.
How do you have green pens? I don't even own a green pen.
I can't explain it. Who would buy a bunch of green pens? But somehow...
Your wife?
That's when I'm surrounded by green pens.
That is
when I need
bizarre.
Them. And then they got the whole security sleeve thing. Which is it this cloak and dagger, this election, that we've got to have the security sleeve?
Based on how you vote, you might get harassed if someone
That's
sees
true.
Your vote. That's
true.
Kind of a big deal.
That's true. Liable to get beat up out there. I think we've gotten into enough trouble for one day. Thanks to Bread and Gravy for showing up with sweet ladies.
Thanks, Steph and Angela. We really appreciate it.
Yep. And thanks to our sponsor, Mike and the gang at Cocopelli Grill Coyote Barbecue Pub. We'll try to pull together enough stuff to fill another hour next Friday.
Next Friday is the last Friday of the month, correct?
Yeah, I guess we'd be
Hammer Time.
Probably be the Halloween edition.
Halloween/Hammer Time edition of the Friday show.
Friday show.
Maybe we'll have some trivia or something. We could cook up some something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. Got to keep the bar low. So anyway, get out there, have some fun this weekend. Weather's going to be nice, and stay tuned to the radio, good old KONP. We will see you next time.
News and talk for the North Olympic Peninsula. News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM 1.